The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. This is David Dubal, and the program is The Piano Matters. I hope you've been having some good times these days. I'm reading up a storm as usual. What do I do? Someone asked. I say, I read, and I'm hungry to read more. It's a good variety on today's programming, including the gorgeous Un Suspiro of Franz Liszt. There's Scriabin, there's Bartok. We'll have Little Papillon by Grieg, Rachmaninoff, and more. Get in the mood for Kissin' Harold Bauer, Edmund Battersby, and many wonderful artists who sustain the Piano Matters. We open with the wonderful tidbit that Grieg titled Papillon, Butterfly, from his lyric pieces. It's fragrant and ripe in its chromaticism. It asks for good fingers, and you will feel the flavor of Norway. The pianist, one of the Golden Age's greats, Harold Bauer. You just heard Papillon by Grieg, one of his most famous of his 66 lyric pieces, played by Harold Bauer. And he was born, by the way, the year Rachmaninoff was born, 1873. He was once famous to a large public. His memoir is charming. It's titled My Book. Do many people, though, still know the name Harold Bauer? Tell us if you do. Write to thepianomatters@gmail.com. James Agee wrote, "If music be the breakfast food of love, kindly do not disturb me until lunchtime." Among Chopin's miscellaneous works, one of the most elegant is the Variations Brillantes, Opus 12. It's based on an air from an unknown opera now. Chopin shows how he applied his art to the then very popular custom of composing variations on opera themes. It's a delightful 8 minutes, but yet neglected, and I think a masterstroke in its way. I have for your pleasure none other than Vladimir Ashkenazy in the Variations Brillantes, Opus 12. a good job by Ashkenazi, perhaps a little more elegance here and there. I know a beautiful performance by my own teacher, Arthur Lesser, and there's about four or five that I like very much as well. But Ashkenazi does a good journeyman's job. I'm David Dubal, bringing to you The Piano Matters, and it's heard every week, same time, same station. Try not to miss it. We had a quote last week of Oscar Wilde, and now I have another one. And he says this, "After playing Chopin, I feel as if I had been weeping over sins that I had never committed, and mourning over tragedies that were not my own." Music always, for me, seems to produce that effect. It creates for me a part of which one has been ignorant and fills one with a sense of sorrows that have been hidden from one's tears. Let's move on to a Rachmaninoff prelude. Sergei Rachmaninoff's best-known prelude, as a matter of fact, after the C-sharp minor, the Opus 3. This one is Opus 23, number 5, composed in 1901. It's in G minor. It starts with a march, and it travels to a luxuriant middle section, then goes back to the march. Edmund Battersby died over a year ago. He was a magnificent person and pianist. He taught at Indiana University, and many miss his vibrant, handsome presence. Let's listen to Edmund Battersby in the G minor prelude of Rachmaninoff. Edmund Battersby playing Rachmaninoff's G minor prelude with Edmund's distinctive sound. Yes, we are. We are listening to The Piano Matters. I'm your host, David Dubal, and there's much more to hear. Confucius, who sees music as a very important part of society, writes a great deal about music. Here in his Analectics, he says, "If a man be without the values proper to humanity, what has he to do with music?" Evgeny Kissin now brings us a tightly packed Tanz Russ by Igor Stravinsky. Such marvelous playing. Tanz Russ, the first of Stravinsky's three-part series based on his 1911 ballet, Petrushka, written for Arthur Rubinstein. It was Kissin doing a great job. Bartók wrote three piano concertos. Each are masterly in material, pianism, and form. Pierre Boulez, the great conductor and composer, said, "For me, Bartók's piano concertos belong to the climax of his output. You cannot describe the 20th century, at least the music, without mentioning these works." We shall hear the first movement of the last piece he ever wrote, the third piano concerto. It was not totally complete. 17 measures were missing, but was put together by Tibor Serley from Bartók's sketches. Hélène Grimaud is the soloist, and Pierre Boulez conducts the London Symphony.
Thank you.
Sterling work by Hélène Grimaud in the first movement of Bartók's third piano concerto, Boulez leading the London Symphony. Thank ye, my loyal listeners. I hope all is well with you. The distinguished critic, British, Sir Ernest Newman, 1868-1959, is he read at all today? I doubt it. Well, he said in 1903, music as music can never positively suggest the pornographic. It is amazing that novelists should harp forever upon the supposed suggestiveness of music when it is unspeakably feeble in this respect as compared with either poetry, prose, or painting. How about a diabolical suggestion? It's Prokofiev's early piano piece, and it is diabolically difficult. It's also full of fun and mischief, and it bites you. And it's the Suggestions Diabolique, Opus 4, Number 4. The pianist is named Jerry Wong. Thank you. There it was in less than 3 minutes, the Suggestion Diabolique, performed on a CD by a man named Jerry Wong. It was a good job, and some sarcastic smiles here and there. I'll again turn to the radiant Confucius. He says the superior man tries to promote music as a means to the perfection of human culture. When such music prevails and people's minds are led toward the right ideals and aspirations, we may see the appearance of a great nation. Once again, we hear the superb virtuoso Evgeny Kissin in the throbbing fourth movement of Scriabin's 1899 Sonata No. 3. Thank you. It ends out of nowhere, and Kissin is one of the leading Scriabin players of this generation. We heard the finale of the third sonata by the Russian master, Alexander Scriabin. This is David Dubal. Have you done something that gives you pleasure this week? We badly need pleasure. I think I'm correct in this premise. But what is pleasure? For one person, pleasure may be total boredom for another. Each day, I look out the window. Please, please, I say, give me blue skies. It's a primary source of pleasure, not only a primary color. And have you noticed that a dreary-looking town can, with a beautiful blue sky, suddenly look totally different, even radiant? There are many Russians named Nikolai. Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov for one, Nikolai Metner another. But there was another superb composer, Nikolai Kapustin. He's a man that really knows the piano. And from his 8 etudes, let's hear number 1, Prelude, and number 3, Takatina. The player is called Alexander Piroshenko. Thank you. Mr. Pirozhenko in two of Kapustin's concert etudes, his 40th opus. I think that the man now lives in England. Very good playing by Pirozhenko. This is The Piano Matters, and there's more to come. Shakespeare, in As You Like It, wrote, "I can suck melancholy out of a song as a weasel sucks eggs." Is that not fabulous? Is Shakespeare not incredible? You know, it's a pity that we listen to so little of Elizabethan music. Thank goodness Shakespeare is performed every day. William Byrd is the Shakespeare of music, and those songs of John Dowland, what a joy. I myself will now play not John Dowland on the lute or sing, but a little piano piece by E. Nathaniel Dett. It's called Jubadance, and it was Percy Grainger, that great folk songist, that made it known. You are David Dubal in Dett's Juba Dance, 2 minutes of Juba, and the player was doing his best. I'll bring Harold Bauer back. He's a great favorite of mine. He plays with a certain color, but he's also has a certain chasteness that I like. Well, he's going to be playing a very sensuous concert study by Liszt. It's called One Sigh, Un Sospiro. Harold Bauer.
Thank you.
Ah, the Liszt, Un Sospiro, is pure enchantment, and the tune will linger long. The pianist in 1943 was Harold Bauer. I wonder if it was a nice day with a blue sky. So we've heard lots, good piano playing abounding. And here is what Richard Wagner said in 1840. He was a fierce man, you know. He once said, "The world owes me what I need." Well, he says this, "I believe in a last judgment that shall fearfully damn all those who have dared on this earth to make profit out of this chaste and holy art, who have disgraced it and dishonored it. I believe that such men will be condemned to hear their own music through all eternity." This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.